Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to the Judy Joy Jones Show. We are so happy tonight to introduce Stefan Maillars, who is a classical composer from Belgium. And the piece you were listening to is called the Judy Joy Jones Theme, and it was composed by Stefan. And I would like to read a little bit about him so that you might get to know him more before we bring him up. Stefan Maillars is a classical composer and concert pianist. He also is an accompanist who is a member of the Belgium Composers Association. Stefan's music is performed around the world, and I am really, really pleased to have him on our show tonight. He's won contests, and he was selected to work at the opera studio in Brussels. Stefan has two CDs already. One is called Portrait of a Composer, and the second one is Portrait of a Composer 2. And both CDs are part of the famous Flanders Field series on the Belgium label Fedora. And Maillars' music entices all of us who listen to enter into the mystical realms of pure bliss. I wanted to tell you briefly that I had heard his music online, and I contacted Stefan, and he was kind enough to send me his two CDs, and I would listen to them, and I would just feel that I was being transported into different dimensions. I really would almost find myself in our galactic realms, which I feel we're close to inhabiting other planets, and his music would find ways to entice me to want to be on mountaintops and some of the most beautiful places on Earth. So I can honestly say that I was really, really transported while listening to his music. And when I got the show, the Judy Joy Jones Show, I contacted Stefan in Belgium and asked him would he like to be on the show, and he said he would. So we're very lucky that he is going to be here tonight, and I would like to let you know that he's going to be actually introducing two more pieces that are on another CD that is coming out. It's called, it's called the Belgium Loft and Lounge CD. And for anyone that wants to find it and purchase it, you can. And all you have to do is look on tonight's show's description. And at the bottom, we have two websites that he has. And you can actually find much more about him on those websites, as well as purchase his CDs. And I would like to tell you just briefly that he is married, His wife's name's Maria, and they live in Belgium and have three children, Sarah, Sophie, and Thomas. So let me go ahead and bring Stefan Millars on the show. Stefan?
Hello, good evening.
Hello, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. Can you understand me well?
I can understand you well, and I will ask that you speak up, but I can understand you're sounding absolutely beautiful.
Okay, thank you. So, I'm glad to hear the theme music on the show, and I'm happy to write and this kind of music for you, and it's kind of... I wrote this theme music for the show to catch the intention of the show, which means that the music has a, well, positive, energetic drive, lyrical, expressive, and galactical, magical undertone. And I use for this kind of music several instrumentations, and just to bring up this kind of emotions.
Well, it's lovely. I was just so pleased when I listened to it. It really does encompass everything that the Judy Joy Jones show is trying to do. And basically, we want to usher in our new galactic homes with the finest possible in the sciences and music and arts available. And I feel that your music is doing just that. And we're going to hear a little bit more of the theme song that you composed at the very end. And in between that, we're going to hear a couple of more pieces by you. And maybe you could tell everyone where you're located in Belgium, just so they'll kind of get an idea of where you are right now, Stefan.
Well, I live in a country called Belgium. It's a very small country. It's a kingdom. And it's located in the northwest of Europe. And we have a population of about 10 million people.
Oh.
And despite the size of the country, we have also three languages. Maybe I for the situation, we are surrounded by other beautiful countries like UK, the Netherlands, Germany, France, and then this very small country, Luxembourg. And on the west side, we have the North Sea, a sea which is called North Sea. And in the south, we have the beautiful wooded landscape with hills and so on. It's called the Ardennes. And but I live in the east part of in Belgium, in the Flemish region. So as I mentioned before, we have three languages. The Dutch language, which we call here Flemish. You have the French language, which is spoken in the capital, Brussels, and in the south part. And then there's a small strip in the east part where they speak German as well. And then besides the official languages, we have also the difficult dialects. And sometimes it leads to very special situations that somebody from a neighbor village speaks in another dialect, and that we need to have kind of, if we listen or to read and to look to the TV, that you need to have subtitles, to understand each other. So it's a little bit special.
That's right. Well, now, so when you go to school, you grow up learning several languages. Is that correct?
Yes. We need to learn our mother tongue, of course, Flemish in my case. And then you learn the French language. And I think... it makes it also that we are international orientated. It makes that people with another nationality feel themselves welcome here because we can understand them mostly, and they feel quite comfortable. And you speak about Europe, you speak also about Belgium, because the idea of European community, you know, that several countries are forming together the European community. And that idea is born here and developed here in Belgium together with Luxembourg in terms of common currency and several agreements. And that's the reason why, for example, the European Parliament is still based here in the capital, Brussels. with, of course, other important organizations. But the European Parliament is here, and they take actually all important decisions for the rest of Europe. But not only politics is Belgium, but for example, if you speak about maybe it's interesting for the listeners in the USA, the cuisine.
Right.
We have, if you think about Belgium, you think maybe about chocolate or waffles or French fries. And maybe to speak about this French fries, because there's a little bit of confusion. The name French fries actually refers to the description of the manner in which the potato is cut. So to French means to cut into slivers, in little pieces. And so we have our national dish is actually French fries, so actually Belgian fries with mussels. It's a delicious recipe, and mussels, the seafood, of course. And you can, for example, as dessert, you can have delicious Belgian chocolate, and you can drink a good beer, because we have 500 varieties of beers. And so it's a good country to live in, let's say.
I would say. And you also are a professor, a teacher of music. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I work on the moment in three schools. And also one school, my major job is here in the village, that's not a village, a small town where I live. It's called Hasselt. It's a very cozy town. We are very involved in fashion here. It's a fashion town and a Geneva town as well. Geneva is a kind of whiskey. It's a very strong liquid to drink. And we have here the National Brewery. And so I work here, I live here, and I teach. I have students from age 5 until my oldest student is actually 75. So.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, but
most
of them, they are very devoted. So I'm very lucky for that.
You're very lucky. Well, when you are composing the pieces, let's say for the Judy Joy Jones, do you have certain criteria? Do you have to be in a room by yourself in silence, or can you actually be doing other things and compose in your head and then later write it down, or how does that work?
Well, composing, it's difficult to describe. It's a mystery process, actually.
Of course, you
need to have talent to do it, but it has also to do with intuition, knowledge, and discipline. And to compose a piece on it requires a kind of creativity, and for me, the highest one, because you need to create something unique in a recognizable and personal style. And for this one, you need to select from thousands and thousands of possibilities. Just that helps you to express your deepest emotions, and
that's
a mysterious process. I think you cannot learn from A to Z. It's something what it's a gift, actually.
A gift. That's right. And you know, I want to bring up and play our second piece that you composed called The Sorrow. If you could tell us briefly about that, very briefly with the time concern, but what was the inspiration for The Sorrow, Stefan?
Yes, of course, everybody saw the devastations of Hurricane Katrina, and it was very touching. So to see what's happened, that people lost their houses, that people were desperate, helpless, and so on. And in connection with this event, I wrote a composition called New Orleans, and the piece is written for flute, string quartet, and piano, and counts three movements: storm, sorrow, and hope, and was recorded for my second portrait CD. And it's the music, the second one, the middle part, The Sorrow, is a slow music. It's sad, dramatic, but on the end, though, with the very last note, actually positive. The note opens the gate for hope, for not giving up, whatever happens in life. It's a kind of message what I want to bring in my music. Even when you are in the deepest problems, you will get a way out for a new chapter in your life. And that's where the piece is all about.
Absolutely. So I'm going to play The Sars by Stefan Melars. We're trying. Okay. Stefan, I'm sorry. It's not really starting. Let me try this one more time. Thank you. Wow, that's lovely. Stefan?
Yes?
That's very beautiful. It's really
Thank
lovely.
You.
I know the quality of the sound is not going to be as perfect, obviously, as it will be for people listening to your CD, and I would highly recommend that they do listen to this CD. And because of the time, I need to go ahead and have you tell us very briefly about the Land of the Tribes, the second tune that we're going to bring up, the second composition.
Yes, but, well... as you noticed, the piece what you heard, the style is a style which you can describe as accessible, yes?
Oh, absolutely.
And, well, it has basically to do with the fact that I respect the perception laws, and they determine how you experience things with our senses. And, well, if you listen to the music, You are not coming in a situation that you that the ear is confused and that you miss the clue of the music, and that's for me very important.
Could actually be transported and to the very absolute tears of those that went through Hurricane Katrina as I listened to this. It brought forth all of that emotion. So. It's almost very difficult to listen. I live very close to Louisiana, and I have relatives there that lost homes, so it's very close to my heart.
Yes, I can imagine. I can imagine because you understand even more the situation than I do and we do here. But
okay.
About the tribe, the Land of the Lost Tribes, I need to tell you that. In order to write this this piece, I need to have a recording studio. And you believe it or not, but my good friend, Luc Thijs, who was already supporting my previous CD, together with another good friend, Mark Bouts, Thijs decided to build a recording studio in his house, a professional one. And so he even proposed me to produce the whole project. A wonderful gesture that makes that I have my own music laboratory where I have the opportunity to explore a limitless world of sound, colors, and rhythms. Not so easy on the same time because I need to compose the music, first of all, to play it and to be a kind of sound engineer even. Challenging and very exciting, though. And this kind of work I like so much, and I see it as a kind of dream that can come true for me. And about the content of The Lost Tribes, Land of the Lost Tribes is one of those compositions which are inspired by ethnical elements. You can see it as a kind of virtual land where different ethnical sounds with their specific characteristics meet each other. You hear, for example, the didgeridoo, the mbira, the udu drums, but also a marimba, guitars, and a typical instrument, classical instrument, like the piano or the violins. But not only the special column mix, but also the way how rhythmical and melodically cells and themes are interwoven will hopefully draw the attention of the listener. And the rhythm is generally treated from a minimal and repetitive point of view. The melody, though, from a control pointal and polyphonic one. In fact, this piece, all melodies are born of the ground melody, and on the climax in the piece, they come together, join each other, and then on the end, only memories of that theme stay, symbolized by dotted chords, and disappeared in the depth to inside to one single and clenched note, back to the science where the music is born from.
All right. So we will get to hear a couple of minutes of Land of the Tribes by Stefan Meillars. Stefan, we only have about 2 minutes left, and I need to cut that off early, but I can hear every sound in the world. It's just absolutely beautiful. I want to tell everyone that is from Stefan Meillars' Belgium Loft and Lounge CD, and you can find that on his website. And both of those websites are on the description page of tonight's show. One of them is www.luckyrecords.be, and the other one is www.lantromusic.be. And I'm sorry I had to cut that short, but we are very, very short on time. And I wanted to give you a moment to explain a little bit, maybe a half a second, about the rest of we may not get time for that even, but Stefan, I really appreciate you being on the show tonight, and I hope that you will return.
Yeah, so it's a pleasure for me, and I hope that everybody will see music as a gift, a present for us all, and to help us to reveal the key secrets of our existence and to discover higher dimensions. And music is in fact a mirror, as I believe, a reflection in nutshell of this higher order, an order of the universal harmony. And what I do is actually to reach this harmony through music, and to move the people to reach another goal than the more obvious goals in life.
And it does do that. It transports us and takes us into a world of pure bliss. And what more can we ask except that you do keep composing, and we do get to keep buying and listening to the music by Stefan Meillars in Belgium, a Belgian composer. And I'm going to end the show with an ending piece of the Judy Joy Jones show that Stefan composed. And I want to tell everyone good night, and thank you so much, Stefan.
Oh, pleasure was for me. Bye-bye.
Bye.